Hey, Mike.
What it do? What it do?
Oh, you're sipping on your herbal tea, huh?
Sipping on herbal tea.
Is it good? Because, you know, I'm getting this reputation for being the juice lady. No, okay, so first of all, let me just say
the juice. Yep.
Don't go there. Wait a minute. See where you going?
Hey, it's some alcohol in this tea too.
Listen, because I got a glass of wine. I had to decompress today, but I would like to say welcome back. Because I had to do a whole show without you.
That's your fault.
No, wait a minute.
That's your fault.
I told the people I was gonna like make them believe that it's your fault. But
you know, we all know. It's the Dame's fault.
Listen,
I'm glad to be here.
I was supposed to meet up with Mike, and I just had so much going on that I just ended up having to do the podcast by myself because I was supposed to meet up with you, and we were supposed to record. I couldn't find my birth certificate. I'm blaming my mom because I feel like my mom just, she hides shit. I'm a very organized person. Now, when I say organized, I mean organized mess. I can be completely messy, but I know where every exact thing is. Right now, I can't find my birth certificate nor my passport.
No, that's bad.
Now, the passport is my fault. I'm gonna tell you why the passport is my fault. The passport is my fault because it's in one of my purses. I just have to go through all my purses.
How many purses do
okay? You have? Next topic. I have a lot of purses.
Oh my.
I'm not even going. Don't judge me.
Sipping tea now.
Don't judge me. But anyway,
too late.
I do. I have to find my birth certificate, and I must find my passport because I plan on traveling.
It's probably in the purse with your passport.
You see where you going?
Just saying.
No, I know my mom lost my birth certificate. But anyway, listen. We have a lot. We always have a lot to talk about. This is the one thing that I can honestly say I love doing because I can talk.
Yes.
And not run out of not one damn thing to say.
This is true.
But wait a minute.
You know I love you.
For some odd reason, I think you're throwing shade. I really do think you're throwing shade. So, Mike.
Okay.
This week, of course, the Grammys were yesterday.
Yeah.
So we got word on the street. We're going to follow up with that.
Okay.
But guess what, Mike?
What?
This week is also the week of love. Wait a minute. Did you have to grunt? Is it like that?
Oh, man.
Damn, Mike.
Confusion.
No, love is never confusion. Love is love.
Okay.
And what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to get us some Valentines.
Oh.
Now, I would be your Valentine, but I feel like you're like my brother, so it ain't going to work. Wait a minute.
I ain't having all them niggas coming after me. No.
Wait a minute.
No.
See, you see what you're doing, right? You out there making me play seem like I'm a player or something.
I heard.
I'm not a player.
You trying to talk
I'm
to my
not
girl
a player.
Now.
Nope. That's not what I do.
I'm coming off the private jet.
My whole thing is that if you're in a relationship with somebody, make it known that you want them to be that girl and commit. If you have to guess if you're in a committed relationship, baby girl, you're not in a relationship, go ahead and date around. Do not put all your eggs in one basket until he says that, yes, we are in a committed relationship and I am moving forward to get to know you for marriage. Period. If that conversation has not been had, you are single as a dollar bill.
Talk about that then.
Whatever. Anyway, guys, listen, we have a great show lined up for you today. I hope that you are bumping to this on the way to work or coming home from work, but it's going to be a great show, so stay tuned. This is the Dame with the Dame Truth and with
the Wednesday Gentleman.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Mike. So listen, this week was a great week mm-hmm. for some word on the streets. Because mm-hmm. we have a lot to talk about. One being the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Okay, now listen. I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, we heard. You were asleep. Sleep and shit.
Okay, well, I was working on... Okay, so let me just say this.
Sleeping off papados.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. It was my mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. I had to do a lot of running around. I had to get this bag so I could get her a gift. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I was working double, triple places. And then by Sunday when I took her to Papa Do's, I was spent. I was tired. I was drained. I was just out of it.
Gotcha.
So I came back to this bitch and I was like, you know what? I'm serious. I had to go to sleep. So I ended up missing the majority of the Grammys. What I did watch was pretty good.
What did you catch?
Well, it's not really what did I catch. It's really what I wanted to see because I ended up going and doing my research and watching, you know, the performances that I really, really wanted to see and I missed. Mm-hmm. But I think the highlight of the show for me was Chloe and Haley.
Oh, they were good.
I think that they were the highlight of the show. I think that they were amazing. And I think that their rendition of Donny Hathaway was the bomb.
You know, I saw them for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
When they did America the Beautiful. And I was just like,
these girls can
really
sing.
Yes, they really... You remember, I don't know if you remember the group Jeanne.
Yes.
That's what they put.
They're giving me that feel.
And I'm just like, I love that feel. I love real music. So yeah. I love them.
Their musicality is off the chain.
I also loved, I actually got a chance to see her.
Oh, I saw her win her award. Now that was good.
Now I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Don't want nobody to be mad.
Okay.
When she gets a stylist, she is going to be unstoppable.
But that's her look. She doesn't want to be sexual. She wants it focused on her talent.
Y'all remember Rihanna when she came out?
Rihanna was always sexual.
No. Pondery,
play-dum-dum-dum-dum. Yeah, she was sexual.
She was nowhere.
Well, she was a teen.
Nowhere near what she was when she...
Right now, she's just off the chain. Yeah.
When she ran into Jay, Jay said, okay, we about to put you on. It was a whole chain.
So what do you want her to look like? Because I dig her style.
She puts me in the mind of Prince.
So of course, a female Prince.
So when she, as she matures, I think she's going to develop her own style.
Okay.
It's going to be some eye openers.
I get the whole thing. Like, that's why she wears her glasses all the time. Because she really wants people to focus on what's coming out of her mouth. Like, she doesn't want anybody to, you know, think that she's going to dance and do all kinds of acrobatic moves and gyrate.
It's kind of hard to dance when you got the guitar. And
yeah, she wants the musicality to be shown. Yeah.
And that's cool. And she can do that. You know, Prince did that as well.
Right.
But, you know,
with high heel shoes.
Prince was also a sexy motherfucker.
He was sassy.
No homo. But...
He was sexy.
This dude was comfortable in being who he was.
Right.
And women, y'all ate it up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, he can wear a do-rap or whatever.
He was sexually ambiguous and women didn't even think about it. They were just like, ah!
So he's just, you know, her performance was great.
Okay.
And I think the other thing that I saw was when Fantasia... Yolanda Adams, mm-hmm. and I think her name is Andrea Day. Well, whatever the fuck she.
Now she's British. She's British.
She looked the kind. She looked like, you know, the odd man out of the trio.
Right.
But they sang. They asked.
She's supposed to be soulful, but in a British type of way.
I mean, she was.
But she tried it.
It looked like she put on too much hair.
That's her look. I don't get it. Yeah.
That just kind of left me puzzled. You know, Fantasia was Fantasia. And Yolanda was...
Now, from what I see, Fantasia was really demure. Like, the most tame I've seen Fantasia.
It was toned down, but it went right along with Yolanda.
Gotcha.
Because Yolanda looked like she had on a green robe. But I love her. And she... Yolanda Adams and CeCe Winans... can never do anything wrong.
Yeah, I think Yolanda Adams, she's talented. Yeah, CeCe, they have that anointing.
Yes.
Like, they were meant to do this. Yes. Like, yeah. And for some, like, praise Yolanda kind of, like, she kind of strayed away. Like, you know, we didn't get an album from her or anything. Or but CeCe has CeCe Winans has an album out now, a new album that she and her husband.
I just know she's beautiful.
She's beautiful, and her voice is too.
It's like her voice is beautiful.
Right.
She's beautiful, and it doesn't change.
Right.
I love that. And I don't like to covet, you know, my gospel sisters, but man.
She's married.
Does not care.
Bring it down.
I do.
Another highlight of the night was Michelle Obama.
Oh, for sure.
She only got to say, growing up in Chicago, Motown, and everybody's, Michelle Obama.
She doesn't know it, but she's a fucking rock star.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star.
And everybody respects her, and everybody loves her, except for them GOP haters with their hating ass.
Everybody misses her.
I mean, like, you said it earlier. You said, you know, maybe if she stayed and helped Alicia with her dry ass face, because I just think that she needs some cocoa butter and some lip gloss. Can we get some cocoa butter, some lip gloss, some mascara, a little bit of blush, Alicia? You don't have to do a whole lot of makeup. But that rag on your head for the whole night had to go. You look like a cancer patient. I know cancer patients that look better than that.
I didn't understand that. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because I'm like, you couldn't do her before the show?
Dude, and my whole thing is that I don't mind women not wearing makeup. I mind women not wearing makeup who are in a particular setting. When I'm talking about high definition television, I'm talking about, like, to be honest, makeup should be like grooming your hair, especially when you're in the limelight. Like, you would never go to work every day ungroomed. Mm-hmm. This is a profession where you have to look groomed, and she just lets you stroked out of bed. That's how me and my mom look when we're walking around the house on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You should never be on national television looking like a dry face to her. So anyway, okay, now listen, enough of all that.
Okay,
let's get down to the real issue of this award show,
which was
guess. Jennifer motherfucking Lopez in this Motown tribute. Bitch, what?
She could dance, though.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Are you kidding me?
Take a little
tip. I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I'm not going to take away from J-Lo in her performance, because J-Lo actually can dance her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
But that Motown tribute should have had more people out there, and it should have been more colorful.
They couldn't dig up Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men. Fantasia. Jennifer Hudson. I mean, damn, Jennifer Hudson played in Dreamgirls. That was a depiction of the whole Motown era. So what happened? I don't understand why she was chosen to do that. But, you know, whatever.
Some stuff behind the scenes, because, you know, her boyfriend Alex had on all this makeup that kind of made me wonder.
He looks like a lame to me. Like, you know,
his face was very red.
It was
That's
makeup.
That's all I can say.
And it was definitely makeup.
I just saw, like, afterwards, and I'm just like, his face is about as red as the jacket he had.
Listen, that's rude.
Quite colorful.
But you know what it is? You know what? Okay, so everybody makes them out to be like this hot couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what J-Lo and A-Rod's relationship is for me. J-Lo looks like she's just tired of the fuck boys. A-Rod looks like he's just a lame, and he wants to be with a woman on his level monetarily. So they make a power couple because they both make money.
Yeah.
They both are talented. And I think that they would make a great couple, but to me, he's just a lame. Like, I don't get their whole relationship. I don't get it, but I got it. You see what I'm saying?
I think they're both at the same stage of their life.
Yes.
To me, Jennifer Lopez was, how do I say this nicely? She was kind of pimping the game.
She was.
Whatever she was trying to do, whether it was Puffy, making getting in good with Ja Rule to set up her her CD.
Her album.
You know, who Ashanti was doing the lyrics for her, singing all that stuff for her.
And she was with White Boy, who's Ben Affleck.
When they
that
did
was
the
come up in the movies.
So, you know, it looked like she was coming back to Earth when she married, what's his name? Something Anthony.
Yeah, Mark Anthony.
When she married Mark Anthony.
But he was a hoe.
He was a hoe?
Man, he cheated on her so bad.
He was a hoe?
He was a big time hoe.
Well,
he cheated on his wife with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It was one of those things. So, I mean, Mark Anthony is a hoe. Let me tell you what Mark Anthony is.
I like Mark Anthony, by the way.
Mark Anthony is one of them little skinny dudes with a big dick. I'm just being honest with you. And he gets and he pulls bitches, and that's Mark Anthony.
You know that.
Okay? I'm just letting you know that's what it is, bro. And that's what it is. He's still pulling bitches, okay?
He reminds me. When you said that, my mind went to this older guy. Like if Mark Anthony was like, say, 60. There's a guy that's in the porn game.
Oh, hell no.
That looks like he's about that old, but has this huge dick. He's just like, like, where the fuck you get that from?
I'm just saying, I can tell a big dick nigga from a mile away. And Mark Anthony is one of them little dudes that be packing a baby arm. And you just be like, how I let this little ugly motherfucker ruin my whole life? So she had to leave. Then she went with Casper, which was a little choreographer dude. You know, he was the jump off. She was paying all the bills, you know, when they go out to dinner or whatever. So that was just like something. That was fun. That was to get her groove back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now I think A-Rod, they are on the same level. She's with him. He's with her. They match each other, you know, money-wise. She's making money. He has money. And I think that they make a good couple. They both are a blended family. She has children. He has children. They don't want any more children. So, I give it to Jennifer Lopez. She's dope. She's dope for an old-ass broad. She's 50 fucking years old.
She just shouldn't have did that Motown.
She shouldn't have had her Hispanic ass up on that. Now, if they were doing a whole Hispanic Afro-Latina tribute, bitch, then you should have done that.
They did that at the beginning, though.
Oh, I missed that part. My bad.
The girl that did Havana.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what she should have done, bitch. That's what she should have done.
Yeah, everybody on stage, so I'm like.
That's where J-Lo should have been. They misplaced this bitch. Ooh, man, J-Lo black.
I don't know.
Bitch, they fucked up. Listen, girl, don't do that no more, because that tribute with Smokey over there with his freshly tightened face. Shout out to Donald Glover. He won, I think it was Performance of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Drake for Best Rap Song of the Year. Shout out to my girl Cardi B.
Damn.
Damn.
She's funny. She's funny. But she was real. Ever since she went about this, she's been dedicated to it. And I just give her props.
I'm going to say
for making it where she is.
She worked her ass off.
Yeah, she did.
And everybody, I was reading down people's timelines, and people were saying, well, if she got it, because you know Nicki Minaj don't have a Grammy. Hello?
Well.
Okay, so I was reading on people's timelines that she should have gotten a Grammy if Cardi B got a Grammy. My whole thing is that Cardi B came from the hood stripping, was doing mixtapes for a long ass time, became the sensation because of her personality on Love and Hip Hop. Met up with Offset that probably, you know, helped her career, okay? And she did all this while pregnant. Now, I give her props for that. I have not yet seen somebody go as hard as Cardi B as a new artist, because even Beyonce didn't do that shit. Beyonce waited until she had notoriety and fame and wealth before she started busting out these babies. Cardi B was like, no, bitch, I want to have a baby with my nigga now. What? She did tours. Well, she didn't do the tour with Bruno Mars, but she did the little tour out there in California. What's it called? I forget. I'm running a blank.
We don't know.
You know, where the little white people go out there. What's it called? It's on the tip of my tongue because I saw it on Insecure. But anyway, she did that. I saw her twerking on the stage when she was 6-7 months pregnant. She did that shit. And I'm not mad at her.
That's not a good image.
Shout out to Cardi B.
You 6 months.
I thought she was going to drop the baby though.
Don't get out there twerking like that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
It was good. It was good television. And that's what they want. She's getting endorsements. Fashion Nova, Coachella. Pepsi. It was Coachella. Thank you. Fashion Nova, Pepsi. She has her own line at Fashion Nova because she keeps it real. She's like, listen, bitches, for you hoes that don't have enough money to go and buy $7,000 worth of clothes, I'm going to still make you look good. And you just put a fancy bag and a pair of fancy shoes with it and rock your Fashion Nova. Bitches out here all looking like Cardi B, except for me. I won't do that shit. I'll catch you on the sale at Macy's.
Oh, okay. I like Macy's.
Hey, nothing wrong with Macy's.
I like Macy's myself.
I know you probably don't know her, but Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year. I don't know how she won Album of the Year because to me she sounds more pop than country, but more to you. People who didn't make it to the award show this time was Ariana Grande. She had some beef with the people. Taylor Swift, she had some beef with the people. Beyonce and Jay were not there. So, hey, the show was still good without you guys. I'm sorry that you missed it, but hey, it seemed like it was the year of the woman. I am so happy for those who won. And that's the word out on the streets, my brother.
All right.
Now, listen, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But. Don't forget, this is the week of love, my nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the week of love. Are you ready?
No.
I think a lot of us are not ready for the week of love.
No, we're not ready.
But we're going to take a break. I'm going to get you ready.
Okay.
We're going to have a discussion about this because, like I said, last week you were not here.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to discuss.
Okay.
All right. It's your girl. All right, Mike. So listen, like I said, you know it was coming. It's the week of love.
Okay.
Why aren't you ready?
Why am I not ready? Well.
And I'm not really trying to get in your business like that because I'm not trying to get in your business. But I just, you know, like so many men break up with girls around holiday time. And it's not that serious. Like a box of candy is $10.
Nah, I've been seeing memes go around talking about don't buy this heart candy. But
why? But, I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
But my issue is a little bit deeper. So, in the past couple of weeks, I've been experiencing some health issues. So my focus has been kind of on me,
on you,
and trying to get better. And then look like I'm trying to turn the corner. And then we have my nephew. Well, not my nephew, my cousin, who passed.
Oh, wow.
And so
we
just buried him. And then we turn around and it's time for Valentine's Day. So I'm trying to get motivated for that. Then I get a call yesterday after I get back from Sam's.
Wow.
And Sam says, we detected some fraud on your account. I'm like, excuse me? And then they start showing me, they sent me this long email with these purchases that have been made.
Wait a minute.
Then sent the text.
How did they get your stuff?
I think it was maybe at a gas station where I put in my debit card.
So that shit is true that everybody was sending these little videos in my inbox saying, beware, pay for your gas inside the store.
Yeah. So pay for your gas inside the store. You're going to be like me and I'll have a card.
That's crazy.
So now I'm gonna go to the bank and try to get some money.
Oh, that's crazy. That's an inconvenience.
It's a big inconvenience because I do a lot of online banking
right.
and things like that. So
You saw what happened at Wells Fargo this week, right? Nationwide.
I heard something happened.
Like, their whole thing just, like, honestly, seriously, this is making me want to put my little change and my little coins in my house under the mattress. Because Wells Fargo had a whole system crash where people from everywhere couldn't use their banking cards.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, like, it's really a serious thing when it comes to fraud.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I was just glad that they caught it and told me, and they were like, well, what's in your card in 7 to 10 business days?
That's crazy. But okay, those are all, like, I don't want to say good excuses. Those are all valid reasons, right?
Yeah.
They're all valid. But you can actually, like, invite somebody over, make a nice meal for them.
Not when my kid is there. I don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day is on a weekday. Damn. Mm-hmm.
I have my son during the week, so.
Damn.
That's a no play. So, I mean, yeah. That does work in my favor. If I can be real about it. That does work in my favor.
But, right.
But still, you know, I normally send stuff.
Yeah.
So I use my card. So if it's flowers, candy, right, edible arrangements,
you send it.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that's easy to do.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, oh, you men with these children, honey. Lord.
Men with children.
Oof.
It ain't but one.
Listen,
one in school.
I understand that. I understand that. But it is kind of difficult to date a man who has children.
So, now, okay, when you say children, how many are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. It could be 1 to 4.
One to four.
I wouldn't date anybody who had more than 4 children. But, I mean, even if you just have one child, it's hard for a woman like me, who is a single woman with no children, that can just get up and pop up and go,
mm-hmm,
versus a man that has a child, that has responsibilities, that wants to spend time with their children or child. It's just, it's a different whole situation.
That's true.
Yeah. My whole thing is that I think a lot of times people put so much monetary, so many monetary values on holidays and things like that, where it really shouldn't be that way. I think that if you were to send a person a card, or just a little, anything that just shows that you care,
mm-hmm,
it would make a world of difference in a relationship. But when you don't send anything, and listen, I'm the girl that really does not, I don't really care about Valentine's Day. I don't really care about Christmas.
What?
Like,
come on, man.
Listen, I've never really had a Valentine. I've told you this.
You go with that again.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. And I never really, I will say this. I have been in relationships during Christmas and stuff like that. But I didn't really want or expect anything big from the people that I was involved with during Christmas time.
Let me tell you something about Christmas. Real quick story.
Okay.
I met this girl online dating.
Okay.
Like, right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, we're talking a little bit or whatever. I'm thinking, because I just met you right before Thanksgiving, I don't have to give a Christmas gift.
I know she was not expecting a gift.
Yes, she was.
That is crazy.
She said I could have gave her a card or something. I'm like, you told me you didn't want anything.
But why?
I asked.
But I wouldn't even ask.
And then
met this person a month before.
She had a fit for half the day.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So when my son says, if a woman says don't get her anything, what do? You get her something.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, I would never expect anything like that unless, you know, we were in an intimate relationship or, you know, I wouldn't expect that. Hmm. What is wrong with us women?
I don't know. Talk to them.
That's so weird.
I don't know.
You met somebody online the month before Christmas and they're expecting a gift.
Yeah.
Fuck no. That's crazy as shit.
I'm just saying.
I hope you dodged that bullet.
Well, yeah, I did. That's
okay. Yes, another story for another day. So let me ask you this, Mike. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to a person that you want in your life, how do you go about it? Because I'm a woman that I know that sometimes women, we kind of fly off really quick and fall in love. And my whole thing is this. This is how I roll. Until a man says, hey, babe, I want to make you my girl. I want to commit to you because there's something in you that I see that I love. I can't put my finger on it, which that is God. I can't put my finger on it, but I want to see us mature into something bigger and better. And one day I think that we can talk about marriage. Until that day comes where y'all kind of are committed to each other and y'all have that conversation, I think that you're single.
No, I believe you're single, but...
but people's perspectives are so different. Like, it's hard to put... Okay, it's hard to say, okay, you're my man, right? Uh-huh. This is just a co-winky-dink, okay? Uh-huh. This is just a scenario, people. But you're my man, right? Uh-huh. We talk every day. Uh-huh. We talk more than twice a day. For, I say, 3 months.
Okay?
And you like me. I like you. It doesn't seem like I'm spending any other time with anybody else. Uh-huh. That still doesn't matter. We're still single.
That's true. That is true.
People get in their feelings and think that they're in relationships because you feel like you're spending the majority of the time with this woman or with this man. And it's like, get out your feelings.
Well, yeah, that and the fact to me, which is one of the reasons why I'm not one to push up on a female about sex.
Okay.
Not at all. Because it's like, if it looks like, and this is just me, that, okay, if we have sex, then I got you. No, you don't.
No.
Because sex doesn't mean that to me.
Sex is a bonus.
It is. Whew, thank you. I needed that nut. Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's so harsh.
Well, I'm just saying, but.
That's so harsh.
I can be real with y'all, so, you know. But, I mean.
Even if you're really digging her, that's all it is to you?
At the moment. But you may, over time. If you all are maturing together, you're like just digging her,
mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of, me personally, I'm just trying to find out more about her.
Absolutely.
Sex takes a back seat, and I want to know who you are. And that is like the real big thing with me. But people always want to push and, well, we can do such and such. No. I mean, sex is good.
Right.
Cool. But
right.
I love... Okay, now I'm going to say a lot about myself.
No. Go ahead. Be real.
I like the intimacy without that. Because that's going to be what keeps me...
Intrigued, one.
But two, especially with what I'm going through right now.
Okay.
Because if I'm not on par to lay the dick down to you, mm-hmm. that you're going to be there and comfort me, that we're going to comfort each other. That's the stuff that I'm looking for.
Gotcha.
Not okay, well, I'm going to lay the pipe. I'm going to do such and such.
Right.
But what else is there?
Right. And that lets me, that okay, so that part lets me know that you really want to get to know this person. You really want to grow with this person. And I think that sex kind of clouds the judgment of people who really are trying to get to know people. Because my whole thing is that you can have a trash ass female. You can have a horrible dude. But if the sex is good, you're going to stick around just to savor those moments with those people because the sex is good. Indeed. Not because they're good for you.
Indeed.
So I think that this is my suggestion for Valentine's Day. Now, listen, I know that a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, and I know that a lot of men are going to disagree with me on this. I think for Valentine's Day, if you have not had the talk with your with the other person that you're involved with of what it is that you want, what it is that you need, what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you're missing, that you shouldn't have sex with them on Valentine's Day.
Well, sex is always a bad thing on Valentine's Day.
Why? Why is sex bad on Valentine's Day?
Well, and I know some people
sex is for Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean,
with the right person.
With the right person, yes. But it seems like females try to get away with buying a gift.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just going to give you
Let me
pussy.
Sip my wine. Let me sip my wine.
My pussy is the gift.
Oh, Mike.
So, you know, if you spend
really?
Money, I'm just telling you.
That's not true.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot in giving good
we need some
vagina on Valentine's Day. Listeners. We don't just give good vagina. We wrap it up in a bow in some nice lingerie. We put flowers on the floor. We put candles in aromatics in the room. We put flower petals on the bed. We put baby oil on the nightstand. Y'all not just getting regular weekday sex. Y'all getting some top of the notch type of pussy. So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
What?
You say what you want. I want a gift.
Okay, so, okay.
Gift.
Let me ask a question. If you are a man and on Valentine's Day, you want a legit gift, what are you looking for?
Woman to prepare a meal for me. I know that sounds, like, odd and strange, but... It's few and far between where a woman, and I was married for 6.5 years.
Oh, Lord. Let me drink some more wine.
And she rarely cooked dinner.
Really?
So, yeah. So if a woman went through.
So did you do the majority of the cooking?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Kids got to eat.
But that's so weird. That's why you probably, when Mike. When he first met me, he was like, my perception of you is totally different. And I was like, what? What was your perception of me? Do you want to tell him?
I think you should tell him. I ain't trying to get in trouble.
No, you're not going to get in trouble. What did you think? You thought I was some type of sadiddy bitch.
Well, not
you
sadiddy
did.
Bitch, but, you know, you were, you know, you kind of slick with it with the tongue. You know, so.
Listen, Will, listen.
I didn't think that you would be very grounded.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. That's crazy. Because I don't think that I'm slick with the tongue. I think that I divulge the truth. Like, I'm going to tell you the unfiltered, indoctrinated truth. Like, it's going to be 100 with me at all times.
Okay.
But that don't mean that I would not take care of a man. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't cook for my man. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't support my man.
Yeah, and over the time that I've known you, I know that to be true.
Ain't this about a blip?
You know, so fellas, you know.
So that's how I think that that's how a lot of black men perceive black women, though. Like, if they're on their P's and Q's and then they talk slick, then that's what they're good for. They're not good for nurturing and taking care of and cleaning and stuff like that. Like, yeah, cough, my nigga, cough.
I'm just saying.
Seriously?
I'm just saying. But it's a thing where, you know, we're looking for... How do I say this? I want a woman that's grounded. And
right.
it's all good if you taking care of the boardroom and everything else, but...
Gotcha.
Can you take care of me too?
Yeah.
And can you be a little easy, like if I come and talk to you and not...
Yeah.
Relax the face a little bit. Smile.
But where are y'all... Okay. I know I shouldn't have said that,
but...
Oh, Lord. Because, you know, wait a minute, because, you know, and we're going to wrap this up soon, but you know definitely that I literally just had this conversation on Facebook
mm-hmm.
about black women delivering good customer service, smiling, mm-hmm. being sociable. So I get it. But not all of us are like that. And I really want to get that concept out. Like, we're strong because we don't have a choice. We have no other choice.
True.
We can't be a damsel in distress. We can't call daddy. We can't, you know what I'm saying? Because most of us didn't have our daddies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I said I was going to talk about it. I have serious daddy issues. I have issues relinquishing control over my life, over my family, over me. So, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to be there for somebody. I don't want to love somebody. I don't want to take care of somebody. I do. But I still, in the meantime, have to keep my shit intact. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm gonna say. So you said you wanted a nice cooked meal for Valentine's Day. Nothing else.
Yeah, the meal is good.
Just the meal. What kind of meal?
Let's
talk about the type of meal.
No, nice steak.
A steak, baked potato.
New York strip.
Okay.
Sweet potato.
Okay, a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Wine.
Wine. No, what kind of vegetable? No vegetable, salad?
I mean, we can do the salad at the beginning.
Okay, salad. Steak. That is so, that's it? And you know, there's some guys, but you know what's really crazy is that there's some guys out there that want a lot more. Like, they want bracelets and stuff and watches and...
I don't want all that. I mean, just to show me that you care about me. Because when you...
What about a small bottle of, like, cologne?
A small bottle of cologne is fine. But when you have to go in the kitchen and cook, that's a labor of love.
Okay.
Because you got to season, you got to do this, you got to
make sure it's right.
It takes time.
Got to make sure it's right.
So when you go in there and do that, that tells me you care.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. As far as women, I think that especially women who are, like, involved with somebody, you know, newly involved with somebody, right? Only thing we want is to go out to eat.
On that note,
we don't want to cook. We just want to go out to eat. But no, to be honest, if I were a woman that was receiving a Valentine's Day gift, a rose, meaning singular, doesn't have to be a dozen, doesn't have to be
they go up during this time of year.
Listen, one single rose, a lovely card, and maybe a date to Apache Cafe to listen to some poetry and some live music. Beautiful. Done.
Okay.
And that's less than $50. Hmm. For a person that has been dating someone for like a month or two, perfect gift. Perfect gift. So guys, I really do hope that love hits you this week. Mike, I hope love hits you.
Why are you looking my way?
Listen. Nigga, love got to hit you. Love got to hit you, my brother.
Okay.
I hope love hits you this week. I hope that everybody has their prospective Valentine and that you're in their presence. And I hope that everybody takes it slow.
Slow?
I hope that everybody takes it slow this year in 2019. I hope that they take it slow. I hope that they get to know who they're involved with. I hope that they get to ask the questions that need to be asked. I hope that they get to meet the family members and just take it slow.
Gonna be a whole lot of babies in November.
Nah. I'm taking it slow. I don't want no babies in November. I don't. I know I don't.
Okay.
So next week we're gonna have a good discussion because next week we may even have a special guest next week, Mike.
Oh, that'll be cool.
We're gonna have a special guest. I'm not gonna say who it is because we haven't really talked about the time and the date and everything. But what do you think about voodoo?
You got Erykah Badu coming?
No, what do you think about voodoo? What do you think about spiritual healing? What do you think about herbalists? What do you think about chicken feet and all that other stuff laying on the tracks?
I've got thoughts on that.
Well, we're going to talk about it because I am definitely into learning this history, because I feel that that is our African ancestry that was stripped away from us. So we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about a plethora of other things. We got, you know, the word on the street next week. And we're just so glad that you guys tuned in. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Again, every Tuesday at 12 midnight, we drop the bomb and we give you the dang truth with the Wednesday Gentleman. Make sure you tune in. Mike, they can catch you where? On Facebook and Instagram?
I have a fan page on Facebook, which is the Wednesday Gentleman. Then I am on IG as the Wednesday Gentleman. So check me out. I have a story that's coming out between now and Thursday in regards to relationships.
You know what, Mike? We should have had a story for today. Well, for Valentine's Day. You want to do it next week?
Maybe.
Okay. Listen, no maybe. We're going to do Mike's story next week. So have that up so that the people can follow you and read that story. And we can talk in detail about it, because I feel like it's going to be juicy.
It is.
Ooh, Jesus.
It is.
Can you give us a little bit? I mean, no. Okay, we'll wait. And you can find me on Facebook at Edith Yolanda. And on Instagram, you can find me at Hermosa Cosmetics.
Hermosa.
So make sure you guys add us. And we're gonna do a group page on Facebook too. Okay. For the Dame Truth. So people can follow the Dame Truth on Facebook. That's coming soon as well. So guys, have a wonderful rest of the week. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, and we will catch you back here the same time on the Dame Truth. Bye, y'all.
Peace and love.